Madison, Wisconsin is as good as it gets.
It's all about the Badgers.
Go Badgers!
Go Badgers!
Go Badgers!
Games like this is what really separates college football from everything else.
Open up the history books. Here comes Rondé.
That was J.J. Watt, and what a story this young man is.
Guarded again! What a performance by Melvin Gordon!
And the pass rush gets home for the Badgers.
Camp Randall lets it roar.
An unrivaled fan base, the best college sports town in the world. This is ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day.
Been waiting to say for so long. Wisconsin wins. Wisconsin Badgers football. 13-10 victors over a 23rd ranked Washington team. It is the first ranked win since 2021 against number 9 Iowa. So looking back, that is the first ranked win for Wisconsin in the Luke Fickell era. This is ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day brewed by Coors Light. We are live at the Seminole Tap in Fitchburg. We're on 100.5 ESPN Madison and the ESPN Madison and Milwaukee YouTube channels. I am joined here to my left by Adam Mertz, newer guest on the postgame show. You're typically helping out the pregame crew.
Right.
And
maybe we
Riley
need to get you out here more
right.
often.
Yeah, wait a minute.
See?
Wait a minute. You know, maybe they win when Mertz's on the postgame.
A little correlation, possibly. And then to my right, you hear Riley Yauch. My name is Corey Sparks. Owen Dimple is producing back at the Everlight Solar Studios at 100.5 ESPN Madison. You can also find us on the ESPN Wisconsin app, and again, the ESPN Madison and Milwaukee YouTube channels. Wisconsin 13, Washington 10. The rushing touchdown for Carter Smith, the dagger. It was the first time, Riley, we'll start with you, that we were pacing around in the fourth quarter because the game was still within striking distance for this team.
Yeah, and not only was it within striking distance, they were leading for the first time against a Power 4 opponent since last year against Oregon. And there were so many parallels. I am so happy right now. This has the opportunity to be a program-shifting win. There was all the noise this entire week. Chris McIntosh backs Luke Fickell for the third time this season. Everyone's losing their minds. They're ready to throw the baby out with the bathwater. This program is done. They have gone nothing but backwards under Luke Fickell. And how does this team respond? They come out, they play their asses off today, and they get Luke Fickell's first ranked win. That defense was stellar. The offense did just enough to win with zero passing game, essentially. Sean West, I think, was the leading passer today. The punter's the leading passer, and this team still finds a way to gut out a win. That is finally... This team showed life, and I don't want to say that this is what this team can be because the offense is still essentially non-existent, but that defense, that is a hallmark of Wisconsin football right there, a stout defense that is able to hold a more talented team and a very talented offense. I thought Washington was underrated and better than another 23rd-ranked team in the country coming into this game, and they stymied everything they were trying to do. The only points they gave up, the only touchdown they gave up was when Washington started on the 1 yard line.
Yep.
So this team, they showed up, they got the job done. And there were so many parallels to the Oregon game last year and the Penn State game as well, where they were so close, but they still ended up on the wrong side of the final score. And even though Chris McIntosh says it's not all about wins and losses, it was very nice to get a win tonight.
This and one felt pretty damn good.
It's different. It's very different.
Mertzi, your initial reactions, your opening statement, if you will, to Wisconsin's third win of the season.
Hey, for a team that has not shown much desire, heart, focus, discipline, put your label on it this entire year. You thought that they'd come out with a fire this year, knowing that everything was on the line in terms of their coach's credibility, their growth as a program. We've seen nothing this year. And for them to come out today and play like this is amazing. As you said, offensively, we're not even going to talk about that.
They won
right
in
now.
Spite of the offense.
They won
the
in
opponent.
Spite of the offense. But the what I noticed was I was out in Oregon actually at that game and watched that defense play and compete. Mm-hmm. And those guys were great. They were great that day. How many times, though, have the Badgers put together back-to-back performances in Luke Fickell's tenure? Not often.
No.
Not often.
No.
And they came out today on a mission. Mm-hmm. They came out today on a mission, and they delivered, and they did just enough. They put the pressure on Washington and made Washington make mistakes. I was thinking to myself, like, if you're on the opposite sideline on the post-game show, you got to be pulling your hair out.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Right?
You're playing for everything today.
You're like, what happened to my team that I thought was maybe on the fringe of playoff contention? They look like garbage.
Yeah.
And a lot of that, like, hey, there's a lot of stuff that's self-induced, but let's give a lot of credit to that Badger defense. Mm-hmm. They made Washington make mistakes. And this team made the other team make mistakes today. And I think that's the story of the game. They mm-hmm. made, they put pressure on, and they made Washington make plays, and they couldn't.
Mm-hmm.
Impressive.
You both have hit on it. This team has heart. If there were a lot of different examples of criticism coming out when Mac first had his letter and then essentially his declaration this week, I'll call it that Luke Fickell's going to be the head coach in 2026. But one thing that nobody in this country can deny right now is that this football team is playing for him, is playing for the pride of this program. They care about the Motion W, and that was one of the mm-hmm. keys that you talked about after some heart-wrenching losses. That was, I think, the first time you pulled that quote, Riley, was after the heartbreaking loss to Maryland, where a lot of people who were playing the schedule game at the beginning of the year saying Wisconsin would be 6-6, 7-5 on the optimistic mm-hmm. end.
Yep.
You check that off as a win. And after Maryland, it seemed like nobody on this team, at least the individuals on the football field at that moment in time, were playing for the Motion W. I have no stat on this, but I will put the motor of that defense today up with anybody in the country based on how they play.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And you mentioned caring about the Motion W. We've been harking on that all season. And what was the difference today in the game? The freshman linebackers, the youth.
Multiple.
Yep.
They care. Cooper Catalano. Let me read this stat line for you.
Let's hear it.
He joined the jump around this Thursday. Maybe for future Badgers, if you want to have a great game, join the jump around. Cooper Catalano, though, he is fantastic. Love that guy. 19 total tackles.
What?
He led the team. 19. 12 of them solo. He had more solo tackles than anyone on Washington's defense. Just solo tackles, 1.5 tackles for loss, and then who's right behind him? Mason Posa, 11 tackles, 6 solo, 2.5 sacks, 2.5 tackles for loss, the strip sack,
the play of the game,
and the recovery, and that's what set the offense up for the touchdown?
Yeah.
Exactly. And those freshmen care. They led the team today. And those are the building blocks for the future. If you want some optimism, if you are still a believer in Luke Fickell and this team and this administration, those are the guys you look at like, hey, we have a shot next year. And this year, clearly.
Yeah. Those are Fickell recruits.
Yep.
Don't let that get lost in the shuffle. Those are guys who are in their freshman year that are only going to get better. Folks, ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day is presented to you by Coors Light. When you need to refresh on game day, choose a beer that's as cold as the Rockies. Cold filtered, cold lagered, and cold packaged for peak refreshment. When the mountains are blue, you know what to do, and that's crush a Coors Light 2025 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
And one more thing on that. Cooper Catalano, everyone has complained about Luke Fickell's approach to in-state recruiting. And does he need to be better? Yes, 100%. He needs to build up those relationships better. But Cooper Catalano is from Germantown. He's from Richfield, Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. He is an in-state kid, and he is leading that defense. You think he cares about the Motion W?
Yep.
You're damn right he does.
And that's where I say we need more of those, right? That's mm-hmm. where that criticism came in this week. Chris McIntosh, after he made his declaration, came on Wilde and Tausch a couple of days ago and was saying, hey, we are sticking with Luke Fickell going forward. We believe that, obviously, we have fallen short of expectations this year, but we have the crew in sight right now. We're going to analyze everything in the offseason to hopefully move forward, but in-state recruitment is one of those huge topics. And, Mercy, when you have somebody like Catalano who grew up right here in Germantown tearing it up, 19 tackles, 12 of them solo, 1.5 TFLs. I mean, he's had a monster performance. That shows when you have guys who have grown up, you know, wearing Badgers gear since they were 4 years old before they even knew much about the team, it just means a little bit more to them.
Yeah, it really does. And, like, you know, I'm trying to be really careful here as I'm sure you guys are too, not to blow this out of proportion.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
This is like a huge deal, and I do not want to put any downside on this whatsoever. I will not. Mm-hmm. Will not tonight. But, like, this is not the solution. This is step one in what you need to see. This is what we should have been seeing all along.
Agreed.
And so, like, I'm trying not to get carried away, but I think everyone really needs to appreciate tonight. They need to appreciate a guy like Cooper Catalano who came in and made this kind of statement tonight. You're right. Like, the in-state thing does matter, and it's like this identity issue that people talk about with the program. Mm-hmm. And it's whether it's a kid from Wisconsin or a kid who identifies with Wisconsin, either way, you have to have something to rally around as a brand, as a program, an identity. And, you know, maybe they're rebuilding it. Maybe this is the beginning of the rebuilding of that tonight. Of, like, we're going to be hard-nosed. We're going to be disciplined. We're going to make the other team make mistakes. We're going to stick up for our own guys. You know, there's a lot of things that happened tonight that gave me hope that I have not seen, honestly, since the Oregon game last year.
And that's awesome. And you mentioned sticking up for your own guys. And even the boneheaded penalty by getting a Tuukka at the end of the first half.
That was what's going through my mind.
Which was stupid. But he did it because Vinny Anthony got hit late out of bounds.
Cheap shot.
Exactly. And he went up and started jaw-jacking and pushed the defender because that's not what you do to his teammate. And that is the fire that we need to see from everyone on this team. It just needs to be displayed in a little smarter fashion going forward, because it did probably cost the Badgers 3 points.
Another example before we go to break, and again, 844-770-3776 is the ESPN Wisconsin Carbless talk and text line. Liz is more. Come and celebrate with us. We haven't been able to say that in a bit. So revel
seriously.
Revel
enjoy
in it. Absolutely. Yeah. So we've got you in the text line. We'll read off a few of those. Scott in Fort Worth is saying he's at an event, but he will call the show to eat crow when he can. Great win today.
Defense, I'm looking forward to that call.
It was amazing. Riley, you brought up Gideon Atuka's unsportsmanlike penalty at the end of the first half. That wasn't too smart, but it was. It showed someone getting animated and sticking up for their teammate. Mm-hmm. Carter Smith's first play from scrimmage after Danny O'Neill leaves the game with a non-contact is a 9-yard rush up the far sideline. He gets up, starts trash-talking Washington DBs, and is fist-pumping everywhere. And you and I are laughing in enjoyment. Like, oh, my goodness. This is someone who, A, cares about the motion, W, and B, is boosting morale for what, let's be honest, has been a melancholy program the last few weeks.
Yeah, and I believe in my text chain with some of my friends who are also watching the game at the same time, or I can't remember if this is our conversation. No, we were talking about this in the studio with our producer, Owen Dimple.
Yep.
When was the last time a Wisconsin quarterback had this much aura?
Oh, he's awesome.
Like, even though, obviously, he wasn't fantastic today.
Yeah, we'll
I don't
the box score later.
Yeah, I don't think they really trust him to throw the football. Hence bringing Hunter Simmons back in. But outside of that, he played with a juice, with an energy, and a confidence that we haven't seen in a very, very long time at the quarterback position. And he's a true freshman. Yeah. I'm very confident he can put the pieces together moving forward with a whole another offseason to work on his craft. But then also, like, I want a picture framed of him celebrating, looking at the student section when he scores that touchdown to tie the game. That is a leader, and that is someone I want quarterbacking this team moving forward.
Found a way to win. Found a way to win. Folks, if you are looking for a reliable roofing and home restoration company in Wisconsin, Badgerland Exteriors is here to help you. Residential and commercial, roofing, siding, and solar, Badgerland Exteriors has you covered. Visit badgerlandexteriors.com to get started today. 844-770-3776, taking your calls, texts, and chats over the break on the Carbless ESPN Wisconsin Talk and Text Line. When we come back, what does a win like this do for the Wisconsin Badgers football program? And we'll talk a little bit more about Chris McIntosh's declaration that happened just earlier this week. This is ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day, brewed by Coors Light.
Post-game reaction continues next. This is ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day.
Fitting bumper to go into our second segment of ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day. We feel like champions after taking down number 23 overall Washington, a ranked victory in the Luke Fickell era. Have you been waiting to buy your next home? Well, stop. Now is the time to get housed. For over 30 years, Bruner Realty has been providing excellent real estate and property management services in the Madison area. Contact their team at BrunerRealtyInc.com to get started today. That's BrunerRealtyInc.com. Our Carbless ESPN Wisconsin Talk and Text line, Liz is More, is 844-770-3776. And we have Terrence in Milwaukee on the line right now. Terrence, how are you?
I mean, I could not be better on Wisconsin, boys. We've been waiting on this one.
Yes, sir.
Damn right, Terrence.
Oh, first, I want to give my flowers to Riley Yauch. All he's been talking about all week is how Luke Fickell, we're glad we brought him back. We're glad we brought him back. And he was getting crucified for that take. And he was right. He was right. You don't have a healthy quarterback for 3 years. You come out, all the noise, re-signed, and you win a game like this. Riley Yauch, all the flowers are yours. What a take. What a take.
Thank you so much, Terrence. I can't tell you how much I appreciate that. I was eviscerated on Twitter this week for my take, saying that I still believe in Luke Fickell, and I want him to be the guy to turn this team around. And today, even though, like you said, Mertzi, is it everything? No. But is this a massive, massive stepping stone?
Huge.
And finally, some real evidence? Like, that's the coach I want, a coach that instills toughness, grit into this team and can fire them up for a big victory over a more talented team. That is the Luke Fickell I've been waiting to see. We've all been waiting to see. And at least for tonight, I am vindicated. I am vindicated. So thank you, Terrence. You're a real one. You're a real one. What can I say?
Yeah, and listen. Luke Fickell this, Luke Fickell that. The story of the game, anyone can agree unanimously. Cooper Catalano. You go look at that box score and you tell me what stands out. I'll tell you what it is. Cooper Catalano. 18 total tackles. That is insane. You don't see that from a freshman across any Power 5 program. That dude just finds the ball. Game wrecker. This guy is going to be a problem for 4 years. Beast. Cooper Catalano. What a dog. Thoughts?
Yeah, I think my only pushback on you, Terrence, there is that I think he's only going to be a problem for 3 years. I think he's going to the league after his junior season if he's putting up these kind of numbers.
Keep this pace
his
up.
Freshman season, I heard from somewhere, I can't remember where, but he's just a basset hound to the football. He snips it out, and he attacks, and he just murders anyone
all
who has the football.
His mind is Cooper Fine Ball, Cooper Fine Ball. That's all he does. That man is going to be a great top 10 pick in a couple of years. I don't know, maybe to the Miami Dolphins. He's going to be a great player in the National Football League. He's going to be a great Badger. And him and Posa are going to be what brings Wisconsin back to that respectable stature that they were in for so long. They care. And by the way, you never see a team that's 2-7, 2-6, you know, like a record that bad, but a locker room that together than you have with this Badger team. They just have not given up, and they came out and they showed it today. This is one of the most admirable performances I've ever seen from a Badger team. Beautiful.
Damn right, Terrence. I could not agree with you more. And now it's just, we're just counting down the days until we get the joint Cooper Catalano Mason Posa statues outside of Camp Randall Stadium. Maybe near the Arch, maybe near Barry and Pat Richter. We'll see. Absolutely sensational performances and a fantastic call from you, Terrence. I'm going to give you your flowers. Thank you.
Oh, man. Let's keep going. Fernando Mendoza doesn't know what's coming next week.
No, he does not. They were vulnerable. We've now seen them at a vulnerable state. They can be beaten.
Yep.
He bleeds. The Rocky IV quote, he bleeds, Rock.
They bleed just like us.
Yep. A bowl game is still on the table. Don't forget that.
That's the crazy part. No,
seriously, it is.
Right?
Yeah.
They kept their bowl, not eligibility, but pathway to bowl eligibility alive today.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Mathematically.
However you want to look at it.
Right.
Right.
Terrence, we appreciate you.
All right, Riley.
Yo.
That's all I got. I'm going to go try and find Cooper, get an autograph or something.
All right. Good call. Good call, Terrence. It's going to be worth a lot of money someday.
Someday.
Great stuff. Well,
all right.
Look, up and down the box score, you brought it up, but 19 total tackles, 12 of them solo, a tackle for loss and a half, if you will, for Cooper Catalano. Mason Posa, how about the strip sack? We got to bring that up,
yeah,
because that was actually on my drive over here. So I get out of the car, and I see you like parked diagonally from me, Riley, and you just go, Mason Posa, and you flex on me, and I'm like, what did he do? And you're like, oh, strip sack, and we got the ball inside the 10. It's hard to quantify how meaningful that was, especially considering this offense. They're running the ball decently in the first half. Washington, as top 25 teams do, made the adjustment, made it a little tougher for Wisconsin to move the ball down the field, relatively one-dimensional today, and that's probably being nice about it. But what you do for an offense, it's hard to quantify the meaning of what Mason Posta did right there, because all of a sudden he just said, hey, guys, get like 6 or 7 yards, and you're fine. Yeah.
And they were able to do it. A couple of Carter Smith nice one. A couple of Carter Smith runs, punched it in. Yeah, my experience, you were parked diagonally from me, and I'm listening to Matt LePay and our guy Mark Tauscher on the radio call. And Matt LePay, I love it. Like, the fact that this year has been so brutal means that all his big calls are that much bigger. Yep. Like, you can just feel the extra energy from Matt. It is fantastic, and he just went ballistic. It was such a good call. He, like, his voice like almost cracked, like he was that excited. It was a sensational call by Matt LePay on the strip sack, and then obviously I'm fired up and I'm freaking out. I'm like, okay, here we go. I gotta run into the bar and make sure I can see this touchdown. I was sad I missed the strip sack, but like you said, that's how you win with a really still a pretty atrocious offensive performance tonight. Yeah. You need to make plays. And look what happens when a couple of balls bounce the Badgers' way. Mm-hmm. Like, they haven't gotten a turnover. This was, what, their second turnover in 7 games?
Yep.
They had two tonight, so they had three. They've only had two tonight in their last 7 games. Turnovers make such a massive difference and swing the game. You hear it all the time, turnover battle, turnover battle. And they won the turnover battle today. And on offense, they took care of the football. They put the ball on the turf a couple times, but they jumped on it, made sure they didn't give Washington any short fields, and that was a massive, massive factor today. A
couple of suspect snaps, but they prevailed there. Again, it wasn't going to be pretty. The weather is the ultimate equalizer that came into play today. Mm-hmm. Mertzi, I think you, of us three, are the most grounded with this, in that Riley and I are on top of the world, and you gave us that little reminder in the break, and even to start, that this is an awesome game. This did not fix the program, but this is step one in the right direction. Put simply, what does a win like today against a ranked opponent in your house, literally 2 days after the declaration from Chris McIntosh, do for this program?
Oh, I mean, it's huge. Like, let's not underestimate it in terms of what this is. What you do with it, that's up to this program. Yep. That's what we're going to see over the next 3 games. That's why I'm saying, don't get carried away. Let's see what they do with it.
Yep.
But all season long, you were like just waiting for a little bit of a spark. You were waiting for some life from this team, and it just was not coming. So the fact that these guys went out and did something that not just hadn't happened this year, but hadn't happened at all under Luke Fickell, with more, I mean, frankly, like more talented rosters, or more well-rounded rosters is probably a better way. I don't think more talented, more well-rounded rosters the past couple of years. They hadn't been able to beat a ranked team. Mm-hmm. They hadn't been able to put anything. What was Rutgers? Was that their best win
last year? Yeah, probably.
You know, like, according to like power rankings.
Yep.
Like, that's sad.
It is.
That's just sad.
Yes.
And I did have this feeling. This is where I come back to. Like, this whole time during Luke Fickell, I swear to God, nothing's gone right for this program.
Yep.
Now, to our point that we were talking about before, you got to make things go right for yourself.
You do.
And they hadn't done that. They had not done that. They hadn't taken that step. They also had just had nothing come their way. So the fact that they went out today and they made things happen. They said, yes, we're incredibly limited on offense. You know, yes, we don't have all this polish. Yes, we maybe don't have, even really a dominating defense in all.
Yeah.
You know, like, we haven't been able to put together 60 minutes, but they went out today and were like, I don't really care. I'm going to show what I got, and I'm going to see what that gets me. And they played with reckless abandon, and they made Washington make mistakes. And it's a beautiful thing, because football starts with heart. Football starts with mindset. And then the end result is what comes from that. Mm-hmm. And we're seeing that today. Mm-hmm. So, hey, bottle this, fellas. Bring it back.
Oh, yeah.
Bring it back the next 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. See what happens.
Absolutely. Yeah, and for the defense to sort of take that as a challenge, too. Like, we know our offense is struggling. We're not going to pout. We're not going to whine. We're going to put that burden on our shoulders and carry this team to a victory. And they exemplified that tonight.
100%. And we do want to remind you all that Canopy Wealth Management carries a long-standing tradition of working in the best interest of their clients every single day. The team at Canopy emphasizes building local relationships and believes that values matter and strengthen their communities. At Canopy, it is care, competence, and clarity. That is not just a tagline. It is a promise. Go to canopy-wealth.com to get started today. When we come back, I do want to get to Chris McIntosh's message. I'll be honest, when I was kind of preemptively planning the show on my car right over here, I was like, if we don't win this, we might do that off the jump, because that was a huge storyline. It was not a quiet week in Wisconsin Badgers football or the Wisconsin Badgers program. But you pull off a win over number 23 overall Washington and a team that felt like they could be a fringe playoff contender, we're going to give you your flowers. But for the state of the program as a whole and the decision that Chris McIntosh, the athletic director for the Wisconsin Badgers, made this week, I want to get both of your takes on it. I technically kind of know them, but some of our fans at home don't. And I want to also ask the before and after picture, what did a step in the right direction like today do to your perception, if anything at all, of Mac's declaration? We'll do that on the other end of the break. This is the ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day postgame show brewed by Coors Light.
Postgame reaction continues next. This is ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day.
So good to be back in the win column. This is ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day, the postgame show brewed by Coors Light. We are live here at the Seminole Tap in Fitchburg, and there was jubilation across the board, wire to wire, from the moment we showed up here to the moment that Wisconsin forced essentially the game-winning turnover on downs. Everybody was so happy, and you could tell there was some timidness, like, please, we've seen this before. Last year against Oregon, last year against Penn State. Just don't blow it, and they sealed the deal. Wisconsin gets their third win of the season. Corey Sparks, Adam Mertz, and Riley Yauch here with you, reminding you to save money and save the planet. Ditch the energy bill and make the switch over to Everlight Solar. They are your local solar energy company based in Madison. Visit everlightsolar.com to learn more and make the switch today. Everlight Solar, a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. We're going to kick it right to Norman in Utah. Norman, vibes are high with us. How are you?
I mean, I can't be better, man. I mean, finally getting a win like that is huge. I got two big shout-outs here. I mean, Riley Yauch and the Yauch Army on social media, their optimism this whole week was incredible. We need more people like that instead of less. You see J.J. Watt, you know, on Pat McAfee's show, just being a grumpy old man. You know, we need more of that optimism. And I wanted to shout out, too, obviously, the defense. I called in the offseason. I talked about how I believe in Fickell because, I mean, Marcus Freeman, everything he is because of Luke Fickell. And that defense played like a Notre Dame defense tonight. I mean, I'm watching out here, obviously, from Utah. But you're hearing the crack of the pads, crack of the helmets every play. And it was just phenomenal.
Didn't it seem like they just hit harder tonight?
They did. They were getting after it, and thank you, Norman. Yep. I really appreciate it. I'm trying. I'm always trying to be optimistic, look glass half full, look on the bright side.
You are the eternal optimist.
And support my Badgers, who's ever coaching, who's ever on the field, and thankfully they made that really easy to be optimistic about them tonight, and especially, like you said, Norman, about that defense, just flying all over the field, smothering a very, very good Washington offense. I can't remember how many points exactly they've been averaging coming into this game, but it certainly was more than 10.
It was.
And they were, what, the second most efficient team in the country on third downs? What were they today? Certainly not at the 55% clip they're normally at. The defense was just astounding across the board. And, Norman, I appreciate you watching all the way out in Utah. We got fans all over the country. We got Scott in Fort Worth, Texas. We got Norman in Utah. We got Terrence in Milwaukee, coast to coast.
The reach is wide.
Our fans are the best.
We appreciate you, Norman.
Last Norman I've heard of from Utah was in Fletch. If you guys remember that movie, there was Norman from Fletch. I'm like, that's it, this isn't the guy from Fletch, right?
I don't think so.
Okay.
But I know of at least. We also have Joe from Madison on the line now as well. 844-770-3776 is the Cardless ESPN Wisconsin talk and text line. List is more. Joe, how we doing?
I mean, awesome. Awesome. I've
done good to hear, brother.
Still processing.
I mean, most of us have been very critical of Fickell, but I mean, PSA to all the Badger fans out there, let's hold all of the criticism of Fickell and the administration. That can be a tomorrow discussion, a Monday discussion. Let's enjoy the fact that this is a signature win for Fickell, beating a top 25 team at home. And also, didn't even play that great on offense. I mean, hats off to Posa, Catalano. Also, Deani Hill, awesome game from him.
Yes, huge plays.
Yeah, and then Rico, of course. Shout out the whole defense. And then, you know, maybe a question to ponder. Have we found our next great Badger running back? Atuka runs very hard, very promising. Mm-hmm. Don't quote me on this, but maybe we found it.
I think that's something that should be brought up because you look at the box score and you see 3.8 yards per carry and you go, that's not a very sexy number. But then you need to consider the hodgepodge offensive line situation that we've had, and then he hasn't had the same five guys blocking for him even since he essentially entered the starting lineup for Wisconsin. Imagine if you had a bunch of healthy, grizzled veterans out in front of him, and he just gets more experience. We've talked about true freshmen the entire day. He's another one.
Yes, and there's so many freshmen, a redshirt freshman on that offensive line right now. Think of them next year, 2 years from now, with getting Atuka next year, 2 years from now. The offensive line really helps make the running back. Melvin Gordon ran behind an awesome offensive line. Same with Monte Ball, James White, Ron Dane. The offensive line is what makes this offense go. And they're on their seventh combination in 9 weeks. Like, they've been just battered by injuries. So a little more consistency. And today, like, with no passing game, they're able to run for over 150 yards, I believe, and able to get enough push when it mattered to win the football game. Like, that is massive. Like, everyone just played their hearts out today. And I love that he shouted out Deani Hill. He made a couple of huge tackles on third down.
Amen.
And Ricardo Holman, the resiliency. He has gotten a lot of flack, and rightfully so, this season. He has not played well, and he got cooked on that first touchdown when the Badgers went down 10-3. And when it felt like, yeah, well, here we go again.
Yep.
But next Washington possession, comes out, looks like a wide receiver on the interception, makes the catch in the end zone.
Ran the route for him,
and
really.
Exactly, and he had a great rest of the game. The mental toughness, which we really haven't seen from a Luke Fickell team in his tenure, showed up today in spades.
It's true. And hey, let's step back here for a minute because I think there's an important conversation about Atuka and what he brought. Is he going to be the next great running back? I don't know about that. I feel like that might be a reach, but he's the running back for the moment. Mm-hmm. And here's the thing. Like, people think coaching is this mystical thing where it's all about leadership or whatnot. It's a lot about decision-making, and it's a lot about personnel and who you're going to put on the field. You telling me that Carter Smith doesn't give you more in the running game than Danny O'Neill? Wrong. Mm-hmm. Wrong. It's just wrong.
Yeah.
Like, when you watch him and what he's able to do, there's a difference. Both of them run. They run differently. Carter Smith makes smart decisions. He sees gaps. He has a control factor that Danny O'Neill doesn't. He was erratic.
Yes.
Gideon Atuka is a battering ram at a time when you don't have an offensive line that's creating a lot of push, where Dylan Jones and Darian Dupree aren't going to have gaps that they can exploit. You look at the situation that you're given, and you say, here's the guy that's going to give us the best chance to win given our current situation. That's what makes good coaches, is looking at specific situations and playing the chess game. Yes, there is a leadership quality out of it, and we haven't seen that enough, but it was like, thank God, like they finally put themselves out there and put themselves in position to win a game based on personnel choices, putting Posa and Catalano out there. Mm-hmm. Some of it's forced. Some of it's forced.
Yep. But Allegro
it's like,
down.
But it's like,
but they showed up.
But these guys are going to give you the best chance to win the game. That's what coaching is about.
Yeah, that was a great analysis, Mertzi. Mm-hmm. That was fantastic. That's why you need to be on the post-game show more often. But I love that you brought up that Carter Smith was a different runner. You phrased it so much better than I would have. But you just noticed how patient he was. He was so good at following his blocks, letting the play develop and set up, and like you said, just wriggle through those little holes, those little creases
the visions
that were
there.
Made.
Yep.
Yes.
Yes.
We have it. Danny O'Neill just... He's got some burst and some juice,
he's
but it's
athletic.
Just straight line wherever, doesn't matter where he's going. He's
Danny, go forward.
Yep, exactly.
He's got a lot of
Cooper
guts.
Get ball, Danny, go forward.
He's got a lot of guts. I'm not criticizing it.
Oh, 100%.
But you're just getting a different command of the game.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and for a true freshman.
Yeah.
Very impressive, and it just gives you a lot of optimism, a lot of hope moving forward.
These guys are only going to get better, and there wasn't a whole lot of optimism going into today's game. I think the clarity, and you talked about this, Mertzi, and football is a psychological game too. It's a lot of what's going on in between the ears. These guys didn't have to go out there and play for Fickell's job today. There was literally no doubt about it.
Mm-hmm.
Mac came out and said, this is the coach of Wisconsin Badgers football in 2026. Now, that has a couple of benefits, I think. A, recruiting, and he did bring that up on Wilde and Tausch, and he brought that up to the public that, hey, anyone who's thinking about, you know, making their decision to go play college football and also be a student, be a scholar at Wisconsin, this will be your coach, no doubt about it. But the guys in the locker room right now, if there was any pressure weighing on their shoulders that if I don't make this tackle, we might be one play closer to me losing my head coach, who's the reason I'm playing football here right now, that's gone. That's completely gone.
Yeah, and it's fair. And, like, whatever you like of the decision or don't like of the decision, that clarity is important.
It is.
Mm-hmm. If I'm going to nitpick, I would say that I would have loved to have seen it happen 2 weeks earlier.
Yeah.
Because there's been a lot that's happened on the recruiting trail since then. Mm-hmm. You know, guys taking official visits, wearing other teams' merch, things like that. But he caught it in time that way, and he staked himself to it. We have talked about this a lot where we didn't want every game to be a referendum on the Luke Fickell era, and it has been.
Yeah.
It's been that way for a year and a half, it feels like.
Yeah.
And it's tough, and there was a weight that was carried with that. So I did notice that today.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, you know, you try not to always correlate, but it did seem like there was a difference in the way that those guys played. It seemed a much more comfortable team out there.
Yeah.
Didn't it?
Yes. Yeah. And even... They played more comfortable. They played more free during the game, but there was still just such a massive sigh of relief on that sideline. You see, I don't know what assistant coach it was, but just wrapping Fickell up in a bear hug after Mason Posa got that fourth down stop. Like, this was big. This was very important, and this was a massive win, and I feel like a big monkey off everyone's back.
100% agree. And speaking of winning, winners like Wisconsin, I've been waiting to do that with this live read.
Yes!
Go to Ho-Chunk Gaming in Madison.
Nice work, Corey.
The casino appreciates you with the highest payouts in the area. Go be a winner at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison. They're open right now, and they stay open until 2 a.m. on a Monday. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison. More spins, more wins, more fun. We will step aside for a quick break. When we come back, I think we'll do a little red hot, ice cold. Very excited for this segment. Very excited for a lot of these segments.
Yeah.
Because
it's
Riley
so
and I
different.
Have been put in a position where we kind of have to make jokes and gimmicks out of them when the result of the game doesn't go very well. Today we can just look at the score, and we can just look at the game that unfolded in front of us the last 3 hours and attribute it to that. So Red Hot Ice Cold coming up next. This is ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day, brewed by Coors Light.
Post-game reaction continues next. This is ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day.
We just had a fan come up to us here. We are at the Seminole Tap in Fitchburg. first looked down, saw the big four letters, and went, oh, you guys are here? Yeah, we're traveling around. We make sure we get out in the community. And then the next question was, what the hell happened? And I don't think we have to answer that, frankly.
Yeah.
It's good to enjoy the win. 13-10 victors over Washington, who's 23rd in the country. They will not be anymore after this game. But it is awesome to be able to revel in a victory for the Wisconsin Badgers. We have Red Hot Ice Cold coming up. Before we get to that, Owen Dimple is our producer back at the Everlight Solar Studios and ESPN Madison. I appreciate you entertaining this, Owen. I sent Riley Yauch a text this morning that said, back to Danny O, with a little like pondering face, and said, going to put this out in the universe now. Woke up with a weird feeling that we pull off the upset today. Not going to take any credit for it. Just going to say I will be doing that every game going forward until it doesn't work.
Yeah. No, please do. Please.
We have to do everything the same. We have to have Mertzi back in the post-game show.
Yeah. Don't change anything.
Time to start getting really superstitious.
The same wardrobe. Don't wash that hat. Don't you dare wash that hat.
No, keeping the hat. We're keeping the jersey, the hoodie, the jogger. It's all identical.
I will send that exact same text at 11:48 a.m. verbatim. And we'll just go from there.
All right. Perfect. Sounds like a plan to me.
Even though that's going to be 48 minutes into the game against Indiana. But we'll iron that out later.
If that leads to them upsetting number two Indiana, I would send it every week. I don't care.
We will roll with it. One more opportunity to take great advantage of this. It's our friends at Liberty Station running a game day shuttle program during home games this football season for just $20. Get a Coors Light and a round-trip ride to Camp Randall. It all starts at Liberty Station American Tavern and Smokehouse, located off the Beltline on Rimrock Road. I'm excited for this one, boys. It is time for Red Hot Ice Cold.
Who was scorching?
Gonna keep it himself, another rushing touchdown for Wisconsin. Pouring it on in Piscataway.
Who froze up?
Locked from his end zone. It's picked off! Jalen Reed! Touchdown! Huge play for the Penn State defense!
It's time to play Red Hot, Ice Cold on ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day.
He's got a fever.
We got a lot of Red Hot to touch on. I have a weird feeling about that. Corey Sparks, Adam Mertz, Riley Yauch here with you on the ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day post-game show brewed by Coors Light. Adam, you are the guest. I will give it to you first. How about that?
How
Red Hot.
Take it away.
What was going well for the Cardinal and White today?
You know, there was a stretch. I was just looking back at my game notes. There was that stretch there, and it was either third or fourth quarter. It was third quarter yet when Sebastian Cheeks got after Damon Williams and caused the intentional grounding.
Yes.
And then there were two false starts after that. Like, those, they had them psyched out on the student end of the field. Not that it mattered that much. The shirtless guys were out.
They tarps were off today. Tarps were off.
Maybe two-thirds full.
Yeah, you know, whatever. But like, you could tell they were in their head.
Yep.
They were in their head. They'd done enough throughout that game to really scare the hell out of that Washington offensive line. Like, red hot in terms of getting after the quarterback. Great blitz calls. Mike Tressel. Give credit where credit's due.
Absolutely. I love that. And what did you say, Riley, about the crowd? They weren't there per capita. They did their job.
Yes, per capita. Like, per capita, that's like best Badgers crowd we've had this season in a long time.
I like it.
The average decibel per fan was a lot higher today.
Yes, exactly.
Awesome.
Exactly.
My red hot is going to be just one word, morale. Whether it's Carter Smith throwing the fist pumps out there after a 9-yard rush, his first play from scrimmage in a Wisconsin Badgers football uniform. Whether it's Mason Posa getting after it after his strip sack, or Gideon Atuka rocking a defender, or our punter converting on a 24-yard pass. We're pulling out all the stops, but you don't do things like that. Run hard, throw the fist pumps, pull off a fake. If morale is not up, you have to have some sense of belief to exude confidence, to take a risk on fourth down, and to show that type of emotion. So red hot is just the morale of this football team. They're whooping in the locker room right now, and they deserve to.
Yes, they certainly do. My red hot today, and Mertz, I want your take on this afterwards, is Hoodie Fickell. How about that?
We need to talk about
that. He doesn't wear the team vest. Even last week against Oregon, he had the jacket on, the windbreaker on over the team vest, and they play him tight. They play him close. And then what happens today? It's their salute to service, Veterans Day, or Veteran Memorial Day, I guess you can say. I'm butchering the name.
No, you're right. Veterans.
Okay, yes. They honored the armed forces today.
Yes.
And so he's got the freedom, like salute to service type hoodie on today. I just want him to wear that the rest of the season because clearly it's a difference maker, and it's actually a big enough issue with this fan base that he was asked about it in the post-game show or in his post-game press conference, and he said it might be time to retire it. So he's actually considering retiring the team vest because of how much hate it's gotten from the fans, and they finally got a win when he's wearing a hoodie. So Hoodie Fickle is a different animal. He's hot. He is red, scorching hot today. Luke Fickle with the hoodie. It's like Kalen DeBoer when he's got the black hoodie on or the black long sleeve. It's the same thing. Yep. Yeah. We've unlocked a new level.
Dark power.
Exactly.
Everyone's got that different persona. Masked LeBron, right?
Yes.
We've all seen it, right?
He needed the alter ego, and he's got it.
In all seriousness, he's such a good human being. You know how many coaches would face that question and go, it doesn't matter what clothes I put on. We're just going to go out there and win a football game.
Yeah.
He's rolling with the punches. Yeah. He understands that there has been outside noise about everything about him. I mean, could you find a more criticized person in college football the last 48 hours than Luke Fickle and Chris McIntosh at this point? He understands that. He knows there's outside noise to where people are even drilling it down to his wardrobe. And we're joking around about it here, but there are people out there who absolutely hate. Nothing makes their face more red than when they see TEAM on the back of that vest, and he acknowledged it. I just think it's great that he was able to take that head on. I do think there are a lot of big macho head coaches out there who go, that is a dumb question. Move on. You know, and he actually took it. And maybe it helps they're in a really good mood right now, too.
Yes, yes, very much so.
It does.
Won't lie about that. Okay, well, the other half of this, ice cold. Mertzi, what was not so great today?
Oh, I get to go first?
I feel like we're going to be in a very similar vein here.
That's pretty easy then, isn't it? I feel like I should go third because it's got to be a lot harder.
We could do a snake draft if you want.
So they used
to remember, still save it for you.
They used to talk about, like, if you have two quarterbacks, that means you have none, right? Mm-hmm. Well, the Badgers have one up that. If you have three quarterbacks, you have none. And that's where this program is at, and that is – worrisome. In this day and age of the portal, I know you can change things quickly. Mm-hmm. I'm not writing off Carter Smith by any means. He's a true freshman out there. He showed a lot with his legs. He looked lost from a passing game. Mm-hmm. And the thing that the one that stuck with me was that little dump off that he was trying to do. Mm-hmm. And he couldn't even hit that. I'm like, wow, where is your confidence level at? Because to me, that's not an execution. The guy threw for, 8,700 yards in high school?
Yeah.
He couldn't
throw the football.
Dump off.
Yeah.
What's going on here in terms of quarterback development and where your confidence is? So I think that the passing game needs to be addressed.
Yeah.
I don't even know what to say about it. It needs to be. I'm laughing. I'm like, what do you even do about the passing game?
But Sean West, we found the solution.
It's Sean West. Yeah. I think Sean West is the answer. But listen, to pretend that that's not an issue and to gloss over it and all this is foolishness because you can't win games like that consistently. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They won one today. They pulled one out. That's not going to happen the next three games if you don't come up with something that's going to work for you.
I will not steal that. I will kind of pivot off of it and say injuries are ice cold because what we're thinking is an Achilles injury, and I'm just seeing via Sports Illustrated that the Big Ten Network broadcast did indicate on the air that they had been told in pre-production meetings that Danny O'Neill had been nursing a right Achilles injury going into the game, and we saw probably the straw that broke the camel's back there in the first half. Injuries are what got us here, and I'm not going to talk Indiana until the last segment, other than the fact that I will say this. They have to go against the number two team in the country, and at very best, they are down to their QB3, maybe QB4 from a depth chart perspective. Mm-hmm. Who is that going to be? We have no clue. It could be Carter Smith. It could be we saw Hunter Simmons made a couple of nice throws in the two-minute drill in the latter stages of the first half. But I'm going to say injuries are ice cold because it has plagued this team and, most importantly, this quarterback room. The individual who touches the football on every single offensive play seems to be the most at-risk individual on this football team for the last 3 years.
All right. Yeah, you guys, I think, hit the two big actual ice colds for this game. So I'm going to keep it light once again. I keep it fun. I think ice cold today. The haters. For 1 week, at least for 1 week, the haters got to shut up, eat crow, and enjoy this win. Everyone, and I understand most of the hate from people, it's coming from a place of love and deep passion and care from the program. So I totally understand. However, just for 1 week, There's really nothing. No one should be hating on this administration, this coach, like Joe and Madison said.
Yep.
Just for one night, we get to enjoy this victory and revel in it. And man, oh man, does it feel good. So the haters are ice cold tonight.
Amazing pick, Riley. Yeah. Amazing.
Well done, Riley. Well done.
You know what's never ice cold is a pizza from Pizza Hut. They deliver a win every single time with a big dinner box. Just $19.99. That is the price for a 2 medium, 1 topping pizza package, 8 boneless wings, and 5 breadsticks. All that for $19.99. Visit the whole team for one unbeatable price. Find the nearest location or order online at pizzahut.com. Feed good times only from the Hut. When we come back, we start off hour number 2. Here on ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day, we'll have the drive of the game brought to you by our friends over at Chalmers Jewelers. This is ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day, brewed by Coors Light.
Post-game reaction continues next. This is ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day.